I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. New remote technologies are being developed to help treat depression and cigarette smoking. To talk about this research and the technologies being developed is Dr. Jennifer Dane. She's an assistant professor in the Addiction Sciences Division of the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, and she's a research member of Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Dane, first, what is the connection between depression and cigarette smoking?
So there's a bidirectional association between depression and cigarette smoking. And what that means is that symptoms of depression early in life, like during adolescence or young adulthood, places someone at increased risk for beginning to smoke cigarettes and then for continuing to smoke cigarettes over time. Then that continued cigarette smoking further exacerbates depression, and then it's a continuous cycle over and over that reinforces itself, where depression leads to smoking and then smoking exacerbates depression.
How might mobile apps help with some of the challenges that people struggle with when they want to quit smoking?
There are a couple of very key barriers that smokers normally face when they're trying to quit. So one is that smoking is a physical addiction. So one very key component of trying to quit is using an FDA-approved medication for quitting smoking. And so apps can help by connecting a smoker to those medications, educating them about them, and reminding them to take them. The other key barrier that smokers face is that smoking is a behavioral addiction. So what that means is that smoking becomes paired with all sorts of normal things within daily life: waking up, having breakfast, having your morning coffee, waiting at the bus stop. So apps can help smokers to identify those patterns of smoking so that they can change their behavior and then make it easier to quit.
Tell us about the mobile app treatment for depression and cigarette smoking that you're developing and testing out.
I developed a mobile app that's called Goal to Quit. And Goal to Quit is based on an intervention for depression and smoking that was typically delivered in person that we've now adapted for delivery via an app. And what Goal to Quit does is it helps smokers to identify activities that they can complete that will improve their mood. And by completing those activities that make you feel better, then it's easier to quit smoking and to stay quit over time. The app is now developed, and what we're doing is we're examining the app within a nationwide randomized clinical trial where we're enrolling smokers, providing them with the app as well as with a free sample of nicotine replacement therapy, and comparing smoking cessation outcomes with that app and nicotine replacement therapy as compared to standard treatment for smoking cessation.
And I understand, Dr. Dane, that part of your idea is that primary care providers could play a larger role in helping people quit smoking, perhaps with apps like this.
Yeah, exactly. So primary care providers are really on the front lines of smoking cessation treatment. More than 70% of smokers visit a primary care provider at least once per year. And there are standard interventions that can be delivered via primary care that we know work. So apps and other technology-based interventions can help in that setting because they can make sure that all smokers who are coming into primary care or who are now being treated virtually via primary care are receiving treatment for smoking cessation.
Dr. Dane, thanks for providing information about remote technologies and research to help with smoking cessation and depression.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.